Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they...
Are you looking for an easy way to get a daily detox? Pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutrition expert Sherry Torkos explains why Active Liver is the perfect solution.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to get an easy daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. At least one person is dead, six others injured, police say, and a suspect is in custody following that active shooter incident at Florida State University earlier. Shots ringing out, FSU issued an emergency alert telling people to shelter in place just after noon. ABC's Victor Oquendo says the FBI is also on scene and they were taking time to sweep the area.
That is a massive, it is a sprawling campus. If this did happen at the student union, in the middle of the day on a Thursday, I can't imagine how many students, like teachers, how many people would have been around that student union right now. Last check, Florida State University is still telling their students to continue to shelter in place.
Students who evacuated reacting to the shooting.
It's definitely shocking to me right now. Generally, Florida State University is a very safe campus. I know they have...
Officials expected to update and hold a briefing this hour. This is ABC News. Lawmakers are holding town halls in their home districts this week since Congress is in recess, and some getting an earful over President Trump's tariffs, deportation plans, and federal job cuts. Senator Mitch McConnell hearing from his constituents today and says he's not convinced yet that tariffs are the best way to go. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in Glasgow, Kentucky.
What we've heard from Republicans is downplaying these tense town halls, saying that in their view, Democratic quote-unquote activists have gotten into some of these town halls. We've also heard from Republican leadership who have been telling their members not to hold some of these town halls out of concern that they could get out of hand. McConnell in the past has been critical of President Trump in this second term, voting against some of his cabinet picks and also coming out recently against these tariffs that the president has levied, saying that in his view, they're bad economic policy.
Eli Lilly says it's making progress on its weight loss drug. This one does not require injections and it's a pill. More data is needed. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Harvey.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Buffalo, Pierce, and Pepin counties in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Showers and thunderstorms developing. Some storms could be severe this evening. We'll have temperatures in the upper 40s, south winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of morning showers, highs mid-50s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs mid-50s. Again, severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 10 for Buffalo, Pierce, and Pepin counties.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. 40-year-old Gary Day, the Arkansas man accused in the abduction of a pregnant Wisconsin teenager, had his cash bail set at $2 million Thursday in Dodge County Court. A change of venue request denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago in Chippewa Falls. Chippewa County court officials say if Carson Peter Berger's defense team is concerned about bias or prejudice in the jury pool, they can take care of that through the jury questionnaire process. Jurors in Milwaukee County Court on Wednesday convicted a man for several armed robberies, one which left a man dead. Damian Huff found guilty for his role, including the death of armored truck guard Scott B. last July at a Milwaukee bank. More news at WRN.com. Wisconsin.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 26th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. Endless summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. An Aliva daycare owner has been charged after a child in her care had to be taken to the hospital with a brain bleed. Ashley Hove was charged yesterday with one count of physical abuse of a child, intentionally causing great bodily harm. A doctor's report said that the child's injuries were caused by some kind of physical violence. Hove told authorities she thought the child had fallen while playing, and then when she came back to the room, the child was laying on the ground unresponsive. If convicted, Hove could face up to 40 years in prison. Osseo firefighters responded to a shed fire yesterday near Osseo. According to the Osseo Fire Department, the fire spread and caused minor damage to a mobile home. Firefighters were able to put out the fire quickly. They're investigating the cause of that fire. No one was injured in that blaze. One person is dead after a semi-truck accident took place on I-94 near Eau Claire. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the crash took place Tuesday morning when a car going westbound was traveling in the eastbound lanes of I-94 and collided with a semi-truck. The driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene. The semi-truck driver had multiple injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol is continuing to investigate that incident. Students and staff were evacuated from Onalaska Middle School due to a gas line being hit. That incident took place yesterday morning, shortly after 9 a.m. Onalaska Fire Chief Pete Fletty said that construction crews were digging in the school parking lot when they hit the gas line accidentally. Xcel Energy crews checked out the building to make sure it was safe for students and staff to return. A short time later, the school reopened. Parents were sent a letter detailing the situation. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Firefighters from Durand and Plum City responded to a garage fire in Durand yesterday afternoon. Firefighters were called to the fire at 512 Fifth Avenue East at approximately 1 p.m. and found the garage totally engulfed. Firefighters were able to prevent the fire from spreading to other homes. No one was reported hurt in the fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. A change of venue request has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Petersberger's defense is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process, meaning the case will stay in Chippewa County. The 17-year-old is accused of beating, sexually assaulting, and killing Peters 3 years ago as he was escorting her home following a visit to her aunt's house, something he told investigators that he had been planning for some time because he wanted to know what it would feel like to take a life. The case is scheduled for a hearing June 9th. No trial dates have been set. That could come in early 2026. The Durand spring cleanup begins Saturday. Durand Public Works Superintendent Matt Gillis says there are some rules that homeowners will need to follow.
Make sure that the leaves are separated from the branches. You can't pile stuff, you know, more than 10 feet in length. Making sure that they're not more than 5 feet off the road so our equipment can get at it and we're staying on the road right away. We can't stack things around fixed objects such as telephone poles or telephone boxes or mailboxes or things like that. And its branches are technically not to exceed 2 inches in diameter. So
the spring cleanup goes through May 4th. Crews will pick up yard debris 2 times during the cleanup. Multiple residents have reported seeing a large black bear in Osseo's west side. The Osseo Police Department posted on Facebook they're aware of the sighting. Police are warning people to be aware of items left outside. They say bears are attracted to food scraps, dog food, and even bird feeders. Police say if you come across a black bear, to yell loud or make loud noises to scare them off, and then to reach out to police. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Dunn County will offer free water well testing once again this summer. Heather Wood, Dunn County Water Resources Specialist, said the testing is open to anyone with a well within Dunn County. There's no cost to participants. The testing will be conducted by the Dunn County Health Department, and the tests are looking for nitrates. This will be a third year in a row that the county has offered this service for well owners.
An effort in 2023 sampled 995 wells in total, with 973 private wells and 22 wells representing town halls included. A follow-up program last year tested 263 wells. Now, the regular testing is helping the county establish water quality data for the county as a whole. Officials hope to test up to 300 wells this year. Contact the Dunn County Health Department for more information. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Ever feel like everything in life is moving at hyperspeed? Slow things down with the all-new Nissan Murano, an unapologetic refuge amidst the daily hustle and bustle. Re-energize with massaging leather-appointed seats to melt away the tension of a busy day. Escape into your favorite music with a Bose premium sound system or set the vibe with ambient mood lighting. Because sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Check out the all-new Nissan Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, ambient lighting, and massaging leather-appointed seats are optional features.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keselowski comments on Bristol Tires. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Double three, number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for, and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light in Bristol, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
It is a given that Goodyear strives to provide the most competitive tires for each and every NASCAR Cup Series race. According to Brad Keselowski, Goodyear brought different tires to the spring and fall events at Bristol Motor Speedway last season. The RFK Racing driver and co-owner notes that tire wear is the key variable this weekend.
Big guessing game is the tires. You know, we went there last spring and the tires didn't hold up very well. The dynamics of the race shifted fairly drastically. And then we came back in the fall and the tires didn't wear at all. and that was another shift to the dynamics of the race. So trying to understand which one of those is going to be the case is probably the biggest question.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable. Presented by Hands Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-Ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-Ins are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, find Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice, quiet evening. So quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Brewers are off today, but made a roster move by sending struggling third baseman Oliver Dunn to AAA Nashville. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Dunn hitting just 167 in his first 41 plate appearances. Badger women's volleyball team will host the season-opening Spike Classic next Labor Day weekend at the Kohl's Center. The four-team invite will feature four of the nation's top collegiate programs in Creighton, Kansas, Texas,
and Wisconsin. Badger men's basketball coach Greg Gard and hockey coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson receiving contract extensions through June of 2030. In an effort to curtail players faking injuries, the NCAA announcing today its playing rules oversight panel has approved changes to the injury timeout rules starting this fall. Under the new rule, if medical personnel enter the field to evaluate an injured player after the ball is spotted by officials for the next play, that player's team will be charged a timeout. If the team is out of timeouts, a 5-yard delay of game penalty will be assessed. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New coaches' polls are out, plus a feature on April's Wisconsin Dairy Athlete of the Month. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Spring sports continue to pick up steam, and this week the Wisconsin Fast Pitch Softball Coaches Association released its first girls softball rankings. In Division 1, Kaukauna gets the edge ahead of defending champion Kenosha Bradford, as both are undefeated so far this year. The top-ranked team in Division 2 is the Jefferson Eagles. Holding down the number one position in Division 3 is defending champ Prescott. Leading the way in Division 4 is Mishicot, while defending D5 champion Pacelli, who was elevated due to tournament performance factor points, is the third-ranked team. With a new champion guaranteed in Division 5 this year, undefeated Belmont gets the early nod atop the state's smallest division. New rankings were released for girls soccer as well, though there are no changes in the top spot this week in the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association poll. Muskego leads in D1, Plymouth is atop D2, Catholic Memorial holds down the number one spot in Division 3, and the Sheboygan Lutheran Christian Co-op is the top-ranked team in D4. The Wisconsin Dairy Male Athlete of the Month for April is Andrew Nice from River Ridge. A three-sport athlete in football, basketball, and baseball, Andrew works on his family's 1,500-acre farm, is involved in National Honor Society, and plans to attend UW-Platteville for animal science. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Times have changed for turkey hunters. They used to just dress up in camo, sit under a tree, and use their little box call to try and bring in a tom. Not anymore. They've become high-tech, and I'll tell you how, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Turkey hunters are going all out these days to bring a tom in close enough to shoot. One turkey hunter I know uses three hen decoys out in the field to try and lure in toms, along with multiple calls. He'll have a call in his mouth. He'll have one in his hand. He'll have two or three sitting next to him. He'll make it seem like those turkeys out there, the decoys that he's planted, are talking to each other. And if he hears a tom in the distance, he'll grab his tom gobbler and shake it, trying to get that tom to compete for those hens that are sitting out there. So it's a multiple call scenario now. It's multiple decoy scenario now. The camo has gotten to be incredibly good. All of this to bring that one tom in close enough to get a shot. I think it's great. I think the more that we can do to lure those toms in tight, the better. You want a good shot. As far as I'm concerned, you want to use everything that you have at your disposal to get every opportunity that you deserve when in the field. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Buffalo, Pierce, and Pepin counties in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Showers and thunderstorms developing. Some storms could be severe this evening. We'll have temperatures in the upper 40s, south winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of morning showers, highs mid-50s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs mid-50s. Again, severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 10 for Buffalo, Pierce, and Pepin counties.
Hey, take a look around your yard. All those projects you've been putting off for years, and now you're just tired of it. But how are you going to get that skid loader to the shop? The It's Still Got Life in It restoration project to the dump, or your side-by-side to the trail. Goodrich Trailers, that's how. They've got just the right trailer for any project. Dump, flatbed, enclosed, and toy haulers. Goodrich will get you motivated to get going with whatever you've got to haul this spring. Find them between Eau Claire and Menominee off Interstate 94 and online at GoodrichTrailers.com.
Market looking at some great exports that were announced this morning. Unfortunately, the excitement didn't hold through to the end of the day. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and Mark Gold joins us with Tom Third and Stone Eggs to kind of break down what we're seeing in this trade. And, of course, heading into a three-day holiday weekend adds a whole nother layer as well. But let's start out with those export numbers that came out this morning, Mark. Some good information.
Yeah, first, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter out there. Hope you enjoy the holiday with your family. As you mentioned, the exports on corn and beans were really strong. Corn, particularly, 1.56 million metric tons. The beans combined, 737. And the wheat wasn't bad at 350. It was 150 over the average guess. But, you know, as we've said so many times over the years, good exports bringing lousy closes. And that looks like to be the case here. We currently have corn down 2.25 cents. We have wheat up 2.75 cents, but beans are down 5.5 cents. You know, we've got a lot of things to deal with here over the next 3 days. What, if anything, is the president going to do? Apparently, he had a phone call with the Mexican president, Sheinbaum, about exports. There was nothing, absolutely nothing decided, but it looks like there's going to be some more talks at a future date, whether that's 24 hours or whether it's a week away, nobody really knows. Japan came away without any deal, so that was a little bit negative for yesterday. But today the equity markets are really mixed. We've got the Dow Jones down 300, the S&P up 40, and the NASDAQ up 86. So it's a mixed deal out there. Now, I honestly don't know where this thing's going to go. We've got crude oil up over $2 a barrel, which is helpful. Yesterday the dollar closed on a new contract low close. Right now, we're up 13 ticks, but we're still down at 99.27. If we can close under 99 cents anytime soon, I think that accelerates the downside. But there is just so much uncertainty out here. You know, nobody knows what to do with it. The Dow Jones was up sharply overnight, up about 250, 300 points. It broke 1,100 points off its highs, then came back again. Now it's just kind of chopping around, but you know, I just don't know what's going to happen out here. We don't like this uncertainty. The market doesn't like the uncertainty. So we'll just have to play it as is.
You know,
we'll have cattle on feed tonight. should be maybe a touch negative, and that's really about it.
You know, and it seems, too, that the market, I mean, you guys should get to be able to enjoy a three-day holiday weekend till the overnight trade kicks off Sunday night. But, you know, you're all going to be watching headlines, Mark, to see what may or may not be talked about.
No, there's no question about that. You know, it's a holiday, but how many of us will be, you know, chained to our cell phones waiting for any, you know, new text or tweet from the president? So, you know, a lot can happen. And, you know, I think after the last week and a half, I think traders are just tired. You know, to manage this volatility and trade it is incredibly stressful. And I think, frankly, they're looking forward to a three-day holiday. But you're absolutely right. You know, what can come out over the weekend, you know, is really anybody's guess. But hopefully we'll see some trade deals in the near future, and that should calm things down a little bit out here.
You know, Mark, as we wrap up our conversation, how much are you concerned about the current weather pattern and the lack of moisture in some areas and over moisture in others?
Well, it's certainly been a concern, but the market, you know, isn't that concerned about it. We've actually seen old crop corn lose to new crop corn out here. So somebody wants to buy new crop corn. But, you know, the weather is typical April weather. A lot of rains, a lot of places. A lot of dry areas. Are we going to see delayed planting? Probably. But it looks like, you know, for the next 10 days, we're going to see plenty of moisture and a lot of areas that need it. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But I think, you know, as typical this time of year, we're going to see some rains. We've always gotten the crop in. So I don't think long-term it's a major issue.
Thanks so much, Mark Gold, joining us today. He is with Top Third and StoneX. And of course, Mark, happy Easter to you and your family as well. This is the American Ag Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Local markets from Thursday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 432, May 434, June 438, new crop 406. Cash beans 957, May 962, June 963, new crop 943. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and May corn 448.5, June 452.5, new crop 416 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 449, May 453, June 459, new crop 417. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 432, new crop 416, cash beans 956, new crop 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 437, new crop 416, cash beans 956, new crop 947. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 452, May 456, June 461, new crop at 427. Cash beans at 997, May at 999, June 1009, new crop 974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 428, May 430, new crop 410, cash beans 961, May 965, new crop 460. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 191 to 214, Holstein fed cattle 170 to 198, market cows 114 to 145, bulls 146 to 186, calves 230 to 1250, beef steers at 220 to 330, Holstein steers at 70 to 295. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs, 295 and down. Ewes, 115 and down. Rams, 95 and down. Goat markets, does, 170 and down. And bucks at 120 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 197 to 213, finished dairy steers at 185 to 202.50, market cows 115 to 134, market bulls 158 to 195. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs at 50 to 89, light sows 40.50 to 48.50, heavy sows 46 to 48.50. Four markets, we're at 10 to 18. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to WRDN.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, Titan wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. While HPAI continues to devastate poultry production, turkey farmers have been grappling with a new virus in recent months. I'll have the details when we return. Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full line of tires to fit every application on your farm. Contact your local Titan and Goodyear farm tire dealer today to learn more about LSW tire technology. The relatively new virus hitting turkey growers hard right now is avian metapneumovirus, a disease that first surfaced in the U.S. in January of 2024. The disease weakens turkeys' immune systems, leaving them vulnerable to secondary infections, which often cause significant flock losses. Iowa Turkey Federation Executive Director Greta Irwin highlighted just how severe the losses have become, telling a recent poultry industry conference that growers have reported losing up to 75% of their flocks. Irwin emphasized that although avian metapneumovirus hasn't made major headlines like highly pathogenic avian influenza, it's currently having an even stronger impact on turkey growers. She describes how the virus causes birds to experience prolonged illness, leading them into a critical state where secondary bacterial infections are typically what leads to their deaths. These large-scale losses come without financial compensation, putting considerable strain on farmers who face significant economic hits. The Iowa Turkey Federation is actively engaging with the USDA and the Farm Service Agency to explore possible financial assistance programs. Irwin mentioned that turkey growers are hopeful USDA will consider support similar to the livestock indemnity programs, which traditionally cover losses due to severe environmental conditions. Such programs could help growers absorb some of the substantial costs they're currently facing. Efforts are also underway to address the virus directly. Sunil Moore, an assistant professor at South Dakota State University, told reporters recently that researchers are actively working to create an effective vaccine against avian metapneumovirus. Moore's team is also investigating the origins of the specific virus strains, known as subgroups A and B, that have impacted U.S. flocks over the past year. In the meantime, turkey producers continue to monitor their flocks closely, taking extra precautions to maintain biosecurity and manage the virus's spread. Industry leaders like Irwin stress that federal action and support are crucial in helping producers weather this challenging period. I'll have more when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
As turkey farmers confront avian metapneumovirus, no formal aid has been announced yet, but the USDA and FSA are actively reviewing their options. Turkey growers remain hopeful that support, possibly modeled after existing disaster assistance programs, could be made available in the coming months.
That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, innovators of Lowe's sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Buffalo, Pierce, and Pepin counties in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Showers and thunderstorms developing. Some storms could be severe this evening. We'll have temperatures in the upper 40s, south winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of morning showers, highs mid-50s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs mid-50s. Again, severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 10 for Buffalo, Pierce, and Pepin counties.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth the lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Slip something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love. Come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
keep it real, like chill, like only have a drink or two. But it turned into a party when I started talking to you. Now you're standing in the neon, looking like a high I wanna be on. Baby, it's your call, no pressure at all. You don't have to throw on back your pretty pink lemonade shooter and lean a little closer. You don't have to keep on smiling, that smile that's driving me wild. And when the night is almost over, meet me in the middle of a moonlit Chevy Benz seat and do a little bit of country song. Hanging on, you don't have to keep me falling like this, but it sure be. Down, 'cause you've already knocked me dead. Got me falling apart with my heart talking out of my head. Let your mind take a little back road, just as far as you want to go. Baby, I'll do whatever you like a high.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. And here I go again, I'm drinking one, I'm drinking two. I got my heartache medication, a strong dedication to getting over you, turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine, and I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind. I got my heartache medication. Another girl, another dance to a country song. Getting over you.
strong dedication to getting over you, turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine, and I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind. I got my heartache medication.
Station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
at you, baby, it's just like breathing. A melody that you hear and you can't forget.
Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
feel is written all over my face. When you walk into the room, I wanna find a hiding place. We used to laugh, we used to hug, the way that old friends do. But now a smile and a touch of your hand just makes me come unglued. It's such a contradiction. Do I lie or tell the truth? Is it fact or fiction? Oh, the